Welcome aboard.
Listen up.
I'm sure you will enjoy it.
Listen up.
And now, back to your best friends, Nick and Nan, on TalkZone.com.
Welcome back to the Nick and Nan Radio Show on TalkZone.com. 888-463-6748. 1-888-GO-FOR-IT is the number. You can connect with us live. And we would love to hear from you. Marion Goodman on the show in the next 15 minutes, talking about retirement. You survive being a retired couple. I mean, aside from the financial end of it,
we also have to live together.
Can you live together and not pull each other's hair out? So we're going to be talking about that coming up at the bottom of the hour. So please be on board for that. Everything pretty much was cool while I was gone.
The truth, it went by.
For the most part.
Yeah, for the most part. It went by in a flash. It truly did.
It was quick.
And I was trying to recall, what kept me so busy all week? I mean, I was gone most of it.
Right, yeah, sure.
So I didn't get a lot of projects done that I had in the back of my head that I wanted to get done. But
right.
You know what they say about that. It's not going anywhere. It's all waiting
for
me.
It'll still be there. Even after we're gone, there will still be things in your inbox.
Yes, there will.
You know, even after we have left this world.
Hard to remember, but it's true.
Yeah, it is true. It is true. Celebrity 411 coming up this segment as well. And I was watching HLN, Tom and Katie.
That's my story. That's the big one.
Okay.
That's the big one this week.
I'll leave that for you. Ernest Borgnine.
I was going to say that was another big news story this week.
95. Mm-hmm. Lived a long, full life. You know, part of McHale's Navy and many, many, many movies. So he's gone. But we got a lot of stuff. X Factor is going to be in the news. That's one of my stories.
Oh, okay.
Coming up on a Celebrity 411. So that's going to be happening. How's mom and dad doing? I was going to ask you that. Speaking of retirement, how's mom and dad doing?
Well, the retirement angle of that has long since gone, since health-wise,
sure, they're
both diminishing.
Okay.
Mom's not doing too well over the last couple weeks. Mm-hmm. She's pretty well losing her ability to swallow. So yesterday, on a brighter note, my sister turned 50.
Biddy!
I'd like to say, again, happy birthday to Vicky.
Biddy!
The big 5-0. So we met over at Mom and Dad's and swam in the pool and had a little fun.
Cool.
But we also got down to business, and she kind of snuck the phone in the other room and called the doctor's office and made an appointment.
Good.
Because, you know, I've been checking in my field, like, what can we do?
Mm-hmm.
I did have something that sounded feasible.
Right.
That a fellow nurse had done with a patient and said it worked very well. And I guess I'll go ahead and share that idea.
Yeah,
anybody,
yeah.
You know, swallowing.
Right.
If you can't swallow, you got some big time problems going on.
Huge.
She's had a couple of strokes, so we're assuming that the muscles are just shutting down.
Shutting down. Okay.
But the hint was to buy Italian ice,
mm-hmm,
have no distractions, TV off, set the patient in the chair,
right,
and take just a little tiny piece of the Italian ice.
Yeah.
And let it go in.
Right.
It will go down and anesthetize the throat. And then immediately following that, you give whatever you
get. Food or drink or whatever.
Right, right. Okay. Well.
How'd that work?
It didn't.
Okay.
My mother has lost her ability to reason, but she's still very stubborn and strong-willed. And she wouldn't do it. She just said no.
What do you do in that case when you have an elderly family member who has basically given up hope? How can you convince them that it's not as, I don't want to say bad as it seems. Yeah, I do. How can you convince them that it's not as bad as it seems?
If anyone has the answer to that, God bless them, because, you know, especially when it's your own family member, it's a lot harder. Even though I'm in the profession of nursing, it's still hard to see the whole picture when it's the person you love that this is happening to.
You know,
so I'm just content with the fact that we're just going to drag her to the doctor. She doesn't want to go.
You think she's going to be kicking and screaming, you think?
I'm not sure how it's going to play out,
right,
because in the past she hasn't wanted to go to the hairdresser.
Mm-hmm.
And I've just kept, you know, insisting, get ready, get your purse, get your shoes. And
sure,
eventually she does.
Right.
I don't know how this is going to play out on Thursday, but I do know my dad can't take much, you know,
yeah,
much more, I should say. He's
right.
He's been her angel. He's her caregiver. She's extremely difficult to deal with. Her personality's changed. She used to be very sweet and loving, and now she's meaner than a snake. And that happens often in diseases of the brain and infarcts of the brain.
Do you have family members that are in the same position as Miss Nan's mom? Let us know. 888-463-6748. 888-GO-FOR-IT is the number. We could use your advice and suggestions about this if you have family members that are going through the same thing. Now, my mom lives alone. She is retired. She retired from the post office. She was there for 49 years.
Yes, she was.
49 years. As a matter of fact, we went to the post office because she still has a lockbox there.
Does she really?
Yeah. I mean, there are two post main POs there. There's the old one that she used to work in for 49 years. Mm-hmm. And then there's the new one, which is not too far from the old one. And we went there, and there are still people that she used to work with that still work there.
Oh, how nice. Yeah. I thought that was fun for her.
Saying hi and everything. Yeah. So that was pretty cool. But she lives alone, and she's up there in age, pushing 90.
Another reason I'm very glad that she's down on the second floor.
Yeah.
I'm also very glad she lives in a building. She's been in that building for a very long time.
Yeah.
So the folks that work there know her very well.
Oh, absolutely.
They have front desk employees. So we've always had a lot of comfort knowing that. But they look out after her. If they don't see or hear from her, they check on her.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And the people that are at the front desk, the people that are in the store there, even the people who Draper and Kramer owns the building. Mm-hmm. So they love her. So there are a lot of people that are around her. It worries me because I'm here.
No, I understand.
You know, and being an only child and mom is living there alone, it concerns me greatly. You know, it was great to see her. I mean, I love my mama. Everybody knows that.
Right.
And it was great to see her. But
I love our mama too.
It just concerns me that she's alone. You know, she's by herself. So we have to cross that bridge when we get to it.
Mm-hmm.
But she loves retirement though. She loves it. She still paints, and she's a very accomplished painter.
Yes, she is.
Very accomplished.
Self-taught.
Painter. Self-taught. Yep. You know, now if she was with somebody who was also retired, I wonder how that would work.
She's been alone for so long, I don't think it would work.
Well, we'll, yeah, this is true. This is true.
She's set in her ways, as they say.
She is. She is. And my mom's a spitfire. She's a pistol,
mm-hmm.
and she's a backseat driver.
Always has been.
Always has been. All right, let's shift gears a little bit as we head to the bottom of the hour, see what's happening in the world of your favorite stars. It's Celebrity 411.
Celebrity gossip. Keeping a finger on the entertainment trigger, it's Celebrity 411.
What a picture this will make. Get me a phone. Call Hollywood.
Stories, sound bites, articles of interest, the straight dope, the skinny, about your favorite stars.
You got me straight tripping, boo.
On the Nick and Nan Radio Show on TalkZone.com.
Well, I believe this came as quite a surprise.
Shocker!
Shockeroo. On both aspects of it. First of all, the news that they were getting divorced. Mm-hmm. And now Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes have reached a settlement in their divorce.
It's a done deal.
Her lawyer confirms to People. I'm sorry, but that's quick.
2 weeks.
Yeah. Well, the case has been settled and the agreement has been signed. We are thrilled for Katie and her family and are excited to watch as she embarks on the next chapter of her life, Holmes attorney Jonathan Wolf said. Cruise and Holmes also released a joint statement regarding the settlement. We are committed to working together as parents to accomplish what is in our daughter Suri's best interest. We want to keep matters affecting our family private and express our respect for each other's commitment, each of our respective beliefs, and support each other's roles as parents. Reps for Cruise and Holmes told People.
Okay, quick question. Do you think, with Tom being part of the Church of Scientology and Katie being a Roman Catholic, you think that had
anything? Well, rumor has it that was a huge factor in the whole thing. But we may never know for sure because, you know, there are some stars out there that when they say they're keeping certain things private, they do.
No, absolutely.
So it seems to me that they're keeping a lot of this private.
Hush, hush.
Because while details were not available, mm-hmm. People reports, sources close to both sides say that Cruise, 50, and Holmes, 33, were working on an arrangement in which Suri, who's only six,
yeah.
lives in New York with her mother, and her father is given generous visitation rights. that's not much information leaked out of a huge signed, done, divorce settlement.
Okay, let's be real. She's getting paid. She's getting paid.
Oh, well, certainly. I mean, they, you know, they, money's no object in their lives. Talking Tom Cruise here. And her career isn't very shabby either.
True, but she's done some good work. She has.
I mean, the last thing she did that I think she's done
JFK.
Yes. Yeah. She was spectacular.
She was spectacular in it, even though it wasn't critically acclaimed.
No, it wasn't, but she did a good job.
She did do a good job. Oh, I liked her on Dawson's Creek. Mm-hmm. So, well, best of luck to Tom and Katie and Suri.
Absolutely.
I mean, I remember when Tom was jumping on Oprah's couch because he was so happy. I'm so excited. What happened?
Yeah.
Simon Cowell doesn't want to make the same mistake twice. He's looking for a new host for the upcoming season of The X Factor. Because I didn't care, and I told you this, that I did not care for the host, Steve Jones, because I thought he was a dweeb.
Uh-huh.
Well, The X Factor chief has taken his own sweet time finding the ideal host for the second season of the Fox version of his hit show. Unlike last year when host-bot Steve Jones, host-bot, I like that, host-bot, Steve Jones, handled the show solo. Simon Cowell wants two people for the gig this fall. And instead of having a host on the singing competition from the very start, the audition rounds, which are already being shot, is going to be host-free. He wants to work with a boy and a girl. And Simon says, I definitely think, and I'm not going to do a Simon Cowell impersonation, I definitely think that this is a role for two people. Cowell recently told reporters, we have narrowed it down to five people, and here are the names of said five people. BET personality who just left 106 in Park, Roxy. Roxy Diaz is up for this.
Mm-hmm.
Actor and America's Best Dance Crew host, Mario Lopez. He doesn't have enough on his plate already. Actress model, Stacey Keibler. Add to that, E! Online's hearing Khloe Kardashian, who just had a new baby.
They did.
Is a part of this. Kelly Osbourne, BET's 106 in Park host, Terrence J., who also is not part of 106 in Park, because both Roxy and TJ left. Sportscaster Aaron Andrews and radio personality Mike Kellerwood, who's part of a Loveline with Dr. Drew, is in this. And more names are going to be announced. So hopefully that'll be pretty cool to see who Simon Cowell decides to pick, a boy and a girl. That's sweet.
Yes, it is.
That is a look at your favorite star celebrity 411. After the break, we're going to have Miriam Goodman on the show, host, actually author of the book, Too Much Togetherness, Surviving Retirement as a Couple. So hang tight. We'll be right back in just a second on TalkZone.com. 1-888-463-6738. 888, go for it, is the number. Back in a minute.